try to talk about Novos. We read the Gemara yesterday, and now we left with certain loose ends, specifically exactly where does it leave us in terms of understanding the specific case of Novos in our Mishnah versus the Novos Tamara of Dinai. And we had two pshatim in Novos, as mentioned in the Gemara. Initially, the Gemara thought both pshatim, the argument, relates to the sugya in Brachis. The Gemara's maskana seems to be no. When it comes to Brachis, all agree. The machokis was regarding the Mishnah in Demai. What's the Mishnah in Demai about? Hakal and Shebe Demai, that we're makel, you don't have to be ma'aser, that which is Demai, when it comes to certain things which are considered lacking chashivas, and in that list, you have Novos Tamara. And then we have the Mishnah here, which mentions Novlos regarding the bracha being Shahaka. What exactly are Novlos? So, as presented in the Gemara, there are two shitas. Initially, the Gemara thinks it relates to our Mishnah, either Bushli Kamri or Tamri Dezika. Bushli Kamri, according to Rashi, means that he was scorched by the sun. So, there's obviously something bad that happened to it. According to the Rach, Bushli Kamri means something different. It means that there are the type of species which are so inferior that they never get ripe on the tree. In order to get it right, you have to take it and put it in some kind of artificial warming system, tevin, afar, and then it gets warm and it gets ripe, and then you can have it. So, according to Rashi, that's what the Mishnah would be saying, the Madam Bushi Kami, Mikha Shahako, seemingly because it is Ishtani Ligrei, says Rashi's Mashman, so says the Magen Avraham, that's the reason why you make a Shahako. According to the Rach, you make a shahako, and the question that we send the halacha is when do you make a shahako? We understand maybe to make a shahako before it goes through the process, but the lashon bushi kami sounds like you're already warming it. So that would be mashma, that even after you warm it, since it was something that could never have gotten to this state without your artificial intervention, even afterwards you get a shahako, and the tzarachin ledina, according to the bir halacha, because there are many shitas on this halacha lamaisa, bushi kami lefi the Rach, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring that pshat. It only brings the pshat of Rashi, because the Beis Yosef went with that. But Lemaisa, there's the many Rishonim who bring the pshat of the Rach. That's what we know so far. There was the other pshat of Tamri Dezika, which means that wind blew it off the tree. Here it says Tamri Dezika. Bushi Kami doesn't tell you what it was. Rashi assumes it was dates as well. The Rambam Musi later maybe doesn't even say that. Rashi assumes either way we're talking about dates. What happened to it? It was blown by the wind. When did it blow off the tree? That's very unclear. So we'll have to see as we go through again the outside the Shaka Vitaria and then from there on to the various Rishonim. But it could have fallen off the tree prematurely, or it could have fallen off the tree right after it was ready ripe. In the Rimi Lunil, it's a Mefurish. When he explains the sheet of Tamid Zika, he tells you when did it fall off the tree? Early, before it was ripe. Okay. Now, initially the Gemara thinks both Perushim are set on our Mishnah. But the Gemara ends up falling away from that. So how does that happen? So first the Gemara raises the question from Rabbi Yehuda calling these cases a min klala. The Gemara asks the Kasha, why do we view Novelus as a min klala according to Madam Mabushi Kamri? I understand. Again, been according to the Rashi, been according to the Rach, there's something wrong with these fruits, therefore it's something that's viewed as a min that has curse. According to Rashi, it was good and it became worse. According to the Rach, the very fact that it has such a built-in deficiency is enough to call it a min klala, so we understand why you wouldn't make a bracha according to Rabbi Yehuda. But, says the Gemara, the mandam and tamid dezika, why is it a min klala? So, that would obviously make more sense, that Kasha the Gemara, if you learn that they fell off the tree after their right, so what's the klala? But apparently the Gemara, even though it fell before, the Gemara still feels that there's nothing inherently viewed as klala in the fact that it got blown off the tree, even if it's early. Okay. So that's one Kasha. The Gemara answers that Kasha. What's the Teretz? Rabbi Yehuda's comment was going on Sha'ara. Meaning, at least the other two, Pashtas, that means he's arguing on Gavai, he's arguing on Chometz. Okay. The next Kasha, however, the Gemara gives in. What's the next Kasha? That according to the Mandam, which as we have in the Gemara, remember, maybe there's a way to say that we may have to suggest that the Gemara's Girsa is different. It's hard to say it on our own, but we'll see where we go with this. The Girsa Lefaneinu is that Bishlam Amadam Pushi Kamri, I understand why the bracha is Shahakam. Again, being according to Rashi, being according to the Rach, we have understanding reason, understand the reason why it's Shahakam. But ask the Gemara, Leman the Amar, Tamid Zika, what bracha should you make? Should make Ha'etz. The Gemara surrenders. That kasha forces us to assume that our Mishnah, we have no doubt what the pshat of Novus is. Why does the Gemara assume that it should be Ha'etz? So again, if it fell off after the fact that they're ripe, there's no doubt about it. If you held that they fell off before, you would have to assume from this Gemara's kasha, and this is again going to intersect with what we said earlier in the parak, that a fruit that's not yet fully developed to its ripened state, eat it then, eat it at Smadar, at Bosar, whatever, at earlier stages. So just like Halacha of Shavuos, for example, it has a din of a peri, so Gabi Bracha, it could be have a din of a peri. That's not so simple. There's a Tosus like that earlier in the parak, the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch is that way. But the Chayra, not everybody agrees, the Gros Shita is, as we saw, you need Onas HaMaisris for Burpia Eitz. So you have to know, the Gemara's Kasha, if you assume that the case that was, that it fell off before, and the Gemara is still assuming that the Bracha would be Ha'etz, that would suggest that there is a basis to say Ha'etz, even though it's not yet at the fully developed state. Now, there is a Halacha of Anavim Sisvanios, that the Mechaber Paskins are going to be Shahako. It says it in the same sif that we saw yesterday regarding the case of Bushli Kamri in Reish Beis Sif Tes. And Mr. Gura had to point out, why is that different than the Mechaber himself, the Paskins earlier, that Boser would have a Ha'etz, right? The Boser's Ha'etz, and the Anavim system, Sophie Anavim, in the Spashim Olam, get a Shahako. And what's the answer? What's the distinction?
The potential.
They never could have gotten to the state of becoming developed. That's why it's worse. Mashenkein, food that could have gotten to that state, just eating it in an earlier state, that would be the halacha according to the Chaber, a bracha of Ha'etz. Again, the Gro would argue, Chai Adam argues, quoted here, quoted earlier, Lo Chai Adam, Simen Nun Aleph, and Nishmas Adam, Birchas appears Kodem Rabbi Yeshua. Major issue again, we saw it earlier in the parak, now we have a little bit of a intersect with that Indian as well. Okay. But I'd kind of, in terms of where we're holding in the Gemara. So what does the Gemara end up saying? Our Mishnah, no doubt, the Pshat of Novlos is Bushi Kamri. So where does Machlokas revolve around, whether it's Tami Dizik or Bushi Kamri? In a different instance, the Lashon, the Mishnah in Dmai, Kalan Shabidmai, is one of the things mentioned in those cases that we can assume the Balabayas, the person, Amma Oretz, would have been taking off Maaser, even though normally we're choshish that he's not going to take off. Kalan Shabidmai, these things which are considered less chashuv, one of the things is Novos Tamara. So what is Novos Tamara? So one Madam said Bushi Kamri, again, plug in Rashi, plug in the Rach, those things he doesn't care so much about, so he takes off Maaser. Yeah, the Madam says no. Novos Tamara in that context is Tamid Zik. Goes off by the wind, okay, he doesn't, he's not, that's where we are, Makel Bisuffik. Okay? So here too, the Gemara has two questions. Okay, one of them is answered, one of them is left unanswered, but not necessarily meaning that we can't still acknowledge such a shita. We're not totally rejecting it, we're just not answering the question. What are the two questions? Question number one. It's mashman and mishnah demai that safek is mutter, it's pater, but if we're in a case of vadai, comparable case of vadai, you'd have to take off maaser. Ask the Gemara, Amanda Amar Bushi Kamri, said, I understand. The Vada Yochayev, it's a peri, it's chayev, elamai, the suffix. So by demai, we're not machmir on him because we could assume that the guy would have taken off. And Amar Tamid Zika asked the Gemara, why by vadai would it be chayev? After all, it's hefker. Why is it hefker? Because it falls off the tree. So it falls off the tree, so it's there for anybody to take. So it's hefker. Hefker is patur min ha'maaser. Kasha number one. Answers the Gemara. The case could be that thing that was hefker, you made a goren, and it looks like it's yours, and the chachamim are requiring maaser because of maaser ayin, just like they do by matnas aniyim, and therefore, only because of the suffix are they nekel. That's the first kasha and the answer. Second kasha is on the lashon. Why change the lashon? It says novlos in the Mishnah in brachas. There's no bus tomorrow in the Mishnah and Demai. So Bishlama, if you tell me that the pshat in the Mishnah and Demai is Tami Bezika, so it's a different case. In case the language changes, whenever it says noblos, it means one thing. It means bushi kamri, again Rashi Drach. Whenever you see noblos tomorrow, like in Demai, it means something else. It means that they fell off the tree with the wind. But Laman Omar, bushi kamri. So why does the lashon change? Kasha, kasha means okay. We have to know, but that's the sugya lefaneinu as we know it right now. We have two pshat in bushi kamri. We have a question with Tami Dezika when they fell off the tree, and we have the Shaka Matari that we just spoke at. That should be crystal clear in our sleep. But, all right. Now we're ready to go roll up our sleeves and try to understand where the Rambam, the Perish Mishnais, the Rambam in the Yad, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ranger Mishonim, Bilunil, the Bar Tanura, where are they coming from? When we notice their comments on this Mishnah in Brachis and also in Demai, and they seem to be assuming, in the case of novlos, that the fruit, be it a date, be it maybe any fruit, was falling off the tree. Seemingly, when it comes to Mishnayos and Brachos, we are limited to one pshat and one pshat only. Bushli kami, take what it means, but not tavi dezik. Okay, so where should we start? The truth is, the one reason that we have probably the most issues with, the Rimi Lunil, because the Chora, he clearly says when he discusses the case that the Mishnah could be talking about that the wind blew it off, he calls it Tami Dezika. Even though we read the Gemara, we end up saying that that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah at all, it's the other Mandama. So you can't start changing the definition of Bushli Tami to fit some other case that we didn't yet know about. I mean, he says it's Tami Dezika, and he still learns Pshat in the Mishnah that. So let's just mention that. How does he say it? L'divrei ha-mefarish, he's explaining brachas. L'divrei ha-mefarish, the Gemara. Sha'anoblos hu kol bushli kamri. That's one pshat. Tomorim royim, shal olam lo yisbashu be'ilan. Elosh adam lokeit osam, u'mal mehem chavios. So then, Pog Rabbi Yehuda Gamal Novlos. So that is the pshat of Bushli Kami according to who? I read again. Ulemanda Amar Ulevayam the first big Gemara Shnovlos who called Bushli Kami Tomorrow Roim Shalom with his Pasul. Then read the argues even on Novlos. That's the pshat of Bushli Kami according to the Rach, right? But earlier he says, so he gives you two options in Novlos. He's reading the Mishnah, he's giving you two options. He says, Novlos, Tami Dezika, Sheruach Hipilam, Kodim Shnes Baslu. And then he says, Koshim in Klala, Kumo Chomet Figovai. Why not Novlos? Because the Gemara says that if novlos means Tami Dezika, then Rabbi Yehuda is only Polig HaShe'ara. So that's what he starts by saying. Then he goes with the other sheet, and he says, novlos is Bushli Kamri, and he tells you what that is, Al Derech Derach, and then he says, then Pog Rabbi Yehuda Gamal Novlos. So he basically gives us the Gemara, but he seems to be totally overlooking that the Gemara in the second Kasha was Bishlama Bushli Kamri and Sarnishahakol, but if it's because of Tami Dezika, then you should make her eights. Elamai, everyone agrees on our Mishnah, that's Bushli Kamri. What does he do for us to be Milunil? He gives us both Perushim, gives them equal weight, just tells you the basic Nafkamina based on the Gemara's first carrots. Is that you're calling a noble, is he not? Okay, and that's it. And he Shoma Yisrael, he continues. So Mamish, it's like we have very little room to maneuver based on the Gir Selefanenu that clearly says what? That the sugya is saying that the Mishnah's pshat is clear. The nobles of our Mishnah's Bushli Kamri keep pligi by demand. And what does the Bimi Uno say? That the Mishnah's nobles to mean one or the other? Not Kamina, what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say when he argued. Everyone hear what we're setting up here. Al Chorim Uno is very, very strange. Chorit against Agamar. A little less explicit, but equally difficult, is the Bar Tanura. This is where the Aruch Chaim in Rishon LeZion directly speaks about. He doesn't quote me Milu Nail, but he addresses the Bar Tanura. So what does the Bar Tanura say, both in Brachas and in Demai? The Bar Tanura in our Mishnah Brachas, Novlos. Peros shenaflu min ha'ilan kodim shenispasu kotsarkan. They fell off the tree before they were fully ripened. Now, he doesn't tell you that he's lining up with the shita of Tamid Dezika, but it certainly sounds that way. He also mentions when they fell off. They fell off, according to Special Code Sarka. That's the pshat that he says. He doesn't give you two options. Interesting. He gives you that perush in our mission. What happens in Demai? Novos Tamara. Tamarim she'ena mispashlim v'ilan v'toshin osam umanichim osam zeh zeh ad she'esbashlu. What does that sound like? The first pshat of the Rav? He gives two pshat. The first pshat, Tamarim. By the way, here he says Tamarim, and by us he says Peros. Just notice that. The Rabbi Moshe seems to have that distinction, because here it says Tamara. He says Tamarim she'ena mispashlim v'ilan. They don't get ripened on the tree, but toshin osam, you take them off. Umanichim osam zeh zeh. Instead of saying offer to heaven, but you put them one on the other until they get ripe. So, what does that sound like? Which pshat?
The Rach.
Like the Rach, yeah. And then he says, v'yesh omrim, noblos tamara tamam shepilasan haruach kodem bishula. How interesting. What do you see in the Rach? What do you see in the Rach Tanura? He has two perushim for noblos tamara. One is, the second pshat is, he pilasan haruach kodem bishula. And the other one is the Rach's pshat of Moshe Kamri. So what is he doing here? I mean, we come away with our sugya. We have, when it comes to brachas, we're left with the pshat of Bushli Kamri as the only option. When it comes to Demai, we have two options. One perhaps has a little more of a bias for us because it doesn't leave us with a kasha. So which one, if anything, would you have to pick for Demai? The pshat of Tamid Dezika, but if you want to live with the other pshat, kasha, we'll figure out a teretz. But we have two options in Demai and one option over here. The Bar Tanura flips it, right? The Bar Tanura gives us the pshat here in our Mishnah that seems to line up at first glance with what? The spashu, not from the Ilan Kodesh, the spashu called Sarkan. What does that sound like?
Zika.
And what happens in Demai? Nobles Tamara. He tells you either Inam is spashu, the Ilan, the Toshino, some Nichmo, some Achi is spashu. That sounds like Bushli Kamri. And the Yeshomim, Tamachi Pilas and Kodim Kodim Bishulan, Tamid Zika. You hear the problem. So the truth is that really this issue is not just these two, both the Rima Udil and the Bar Tanura. I mean, others show them also. You make our head spin, you could say, right? The Ben Uyona says, shot in the Mishnah, Novlos, was that they fell off, right, before. So we have to know, we have to figure out ultimately. What we're going to say now is that also pshat Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Nobos haperos shenafu kodem bishulan." We have the Rabbam Pirush Mishnayis, right? Bracha says, "Haperos shenafu b'net los pagim kodem shiyizbashlu." We have the Rabbam in the Yad that we'll get to. We also have the Rashi and the Rif. Rashi and the Rif says, "Tamarim sharuach meishu she'enum chashulos." So what I'm going to say right now, L'chora, for sure, is going to help us with the Rima Unil and the Bar Tanura. When we move to the Rambam, maybe there's other ways to go, and we may have to do other things. But for the Bar Tanura and the Rima Unil, L'chora, the only way to understand how, let's say, the Bar Tanura gave us two Perushim in Demai, seemed to line up with the two Pshatim of our Gemara, Bushi Kami and Tamid Dezika, and one Pshat in Brachas. It seems to line up with Tamid Dezika, which he says means it fell before it got ripe. And the Rima Unil, who gives you both options regarding our Mishnah, just tells you the technical difference regarding how to understand Rabbi Yehuda vis-a-vis each pshat. what you have to assume, and this is not my own conjecture, this is what Chaim writes in the first paragraph, you take a look, if you have a death in Rishon Lezion, Pirushon Shas, is to say that apparently they had a different girsa in the Gemara, when the Gemara had a second kasha in the Shakar V'Tai regarding our Mishnah, right? The first kasha, the Gemara answered, right? Kasha was, how can a Yehuda argue on Oblos? Lamanda Amar Tamri Lezika? And the answer is, he's not arguing on Oblos, he's arguing on the other two. But then the second kasha. So how does the second kasha read, Lefaneinu, in the text? Bishlama Lamanda Amar Pushvi Kami, I understand why you get what bracha, Shak. But Mandama Tamadizika Washakla she got AIDS. Must be because of that, the Gemara admits can be any pshat but Tami but Bakami Bushi Shamina Mishnah. The Bartanura says the Rishon Lezion, and he doesn't mention the Rishon Lezion, but I would simply plug it into the Rishon Lezion. They had a different reading of the Gemara. They understood that the Gemara was asking the exact opposite question. Now listen carefully. What's the kasha? Or the implications of the kasha? This lama lamadam tamidazika. Then I understand why the bracha the mishnah bishahaka. But lamadam pushi kamri, why shahaka? The bracha should be ha'etz. So the answer is right. I don't know the answer. Elamai. Hakol modim, when it comes to brachas, that the meaning of novlos is what? Tamid zika. Wait, so I don't know if this is going to help you really. Now I'm already stuck. I thought this was going to help us. This is what the Or Chaim wants to say. Ki pligi in demai. There, that's where the question comes up. In other words, the Gemara was assuming that the bracha l'ma'adam v'shikami should be ha'etz. We'll explain in a second. And then what happens later in the Gemara? Then the Gemara's kasha later on would be, why does the lashon change? Who's that kasha on? You have to change something later as well. Who's okay with the change of the lashon from nobles to nobles tamara? The one who says that they're different, in other words, the one who learns that the case of Demai is Bushikami, that's different than the case of Brachas, which is Tamid Nezika. But Amadam and says Tamid Nezika in both cases, that's where we leave ourselves with the kasha. Because then why do you change the lashon? It means Tamid Nezika in both cases. This is more or less the Or Chaim. Now he adds something. He says, so let's understand the kasha. Why does Gemara ask it? The bracha should be ha'etz. According to the Manda Amar, Bushi Kamri. So the question has to be, what point are you reading it? So he assumes that the Gemara means to ask that just because they weren't ripe when you pulled off the tree, and just because it wouldn't get ripe if you left it on the tree, but at the end of the day, or at the end of the week, or however long it takes, how many hours it takes, you did something to get it to the point that it's now edible. So if you eat it later on, so you should make ha'etz. And the Gemara is assuming that the bracha that the Mishnah is discussing on novlos is going to be shahakol at the point that you got it to be right. After all, the lashon bushli kamri means you already did what you're supposed to do. You did the warming, like the lashon would suggest. So why would the bracha be a shahakol, which is in fact what the Mishnah Berurah Bar Halacha quoted? Many think why shouldn't be anything but ha'etz. Now it's already edible. So that's good for the Gemara's kasha. Because of that, the Gemara ends up saying it must be that Mishnah is going to be Tamid Zika. This is basically the pshat that the Or Chaim says. I thought it would help for the Rimei Lanil, but Chaira I'm not so sure, because now I'm thinking Rimei Lanil is still presenting both possibilities over here, so it's still not going to work with the Gemara. He's giving you both possibilities in the Gemara, even though the Gemara ends up saying it means one, not the other. So which one? So Chaira it's still difficult Rimei Lanil.
Maybe okay. He's misophic because he had two different yourselves.
I don't know. I don't know. But this is more or less the first paragraph. If you look in Or Chaim, Rishon Lezion, this is what he wants to suggest for the Bartanura. Let's just tell you keywords. You know, a few lines into the piece. It's Harab Rabbeinu Ovadia Kasa Bepirus de Masnisa. He quotes the Bartanura of Rabbeinu Ovadia. And he says, what is Novos? Nafrum Na'ilon Kodem Shinas Baskel. That's this Pshat. The Kasa. Asikna Begemara, the Novos, Alibi Bekuli Amid Bushi Kamri. And the Omar Chokes is in Demai. Then can Haken Farsh Masnisin, like the Shita of Tamid Zika. That the Gemara rejected, because then you should make her eggs. And then you look in Demai, and Ra'isi Shikasav, and he tells you what he says in Demai, both Perushim. O Me'ata, a few lines down, coming to the end of the paragraph, Me'ata Behechrach Digoris Rabbeinu Ovadia B'Tamuda Halchi. Says the Orach Chaim, he says, apparently the Ratanura had to follow in gears in the Gemara. Bishlam Manda Matami Bezika, then I understand that you make a Shahaka. El mandambusi kami, then you should make her eight. Because of that kasha, the Gemara surrenders to the premise of the kasha. It says, all right, Ella benobu stama kuyami do pligi da what? Nobu stama means tamid zika. Ki pligi benobu stamara. And then when you come later, bishkama mandambusi kamri, then the Gemara asks, have karen inu? And then the Gemara asks, ikadami bishkama mandambusi kamri, that's why you changed the lesson. Nobu stama, nobu stamara. Because one is Tamid Zika, one is Bushi Kami. Manda Mahocha Tamid Zeki, Nisri Vididi, Kim Dachnami Tamid Zika. Now, the only thing is, after doing the surgery on the Lashna Gemara, does that automatically mean that there's Machokas Lidina between the implications of this Girsa and the implications of Rashi's Girsa? Not necessarily. And why is that? Because the devil is in the details, so to speak. What is the case talking about? When did they fall off the tree? When are you making the bracha on the thing that you want? What you want to want. See, he wants to say, in Yandina, the next paragraph, Mo derasi, bibushli kamer lepirish abeno levadia, that you make her eights. Because what are we talking about, that you make her eights and bushli kamer, according to the Bar Tanura? When? After. Which again, was she to the bir halacha that we saw yesterday? Ukimokin, yodar abeno levadia, betami zika, fi pirish rashi, that according to Rashi, why was the Gemara asking me you should make her eights and Tamid Zika? Because Rashi must have interpreted the case of Tamid Zika that it fell off when? Much later on. So of course you make her eights. So there's no argument in that either. The argument is more in the semantics, now plug in the case. That's why it's a little bit intricate, a little bit complicated. You have to hold a hug cup all the time. When did it fall off the tree? And then how do we read the Gemara based on that? This is the kind of thing you have to mamish get used to, you know, when you learn Gemara's like this. Push it. Figuring out what's the case, and then read the Gemara based on that assumption. But then it comes out, there's no machokas l'dina, it's machokas only based on the case that you set up. What was the Gemara asking? The Gemara was asking, according to his suggested pshat, that mando bushikami has to be her age because you're eating it afterwards. And we saw the halacha there, those who want to say like that. And the lashon is bushikami, that they actually warmed it already. So that's the kasha. Mando amakami the zika, says the Gemara. I understand why it's a shahako. Why is it shahako? Because it fell off early. Okay, so then you don't make, come to that, you would make not the bracha of her age, but you make a shahako if you eat at an early stage. Implications for the earlier sugya. And according to Rashi, the opposite, the Rashi's time of the Zika meant it fell later. So the Gemara assumes that that's the case of the Mishnah, they should make her age. And because of that, in a chenami, that's not the case of Novus at all. So even though the cheshbon of the sugya turns on its head, but the Nafkamina's Gedina will not actually amount to anything because it's just a question of figuring out the case. Ad Khan, the first piece in the Rishon Litzion. I thought it would help for the Rimi Lunil, and realizing now that Chorer doesn't. Because Rimi Lunil, on the one hand, does learn the Pshat of Tamid Zika and the Mishnah, but he does offer also the other Pshat. So Chorer, according to the Gersa that we're suggesting, it shouldn't leave you the other option at all. So I don't know. That remains a difficulty. But there's another aspect to this, and that's the Rambam. Question so far? Is it holding? If you're holding, you're holding. If not, hopefully you'll hold at some point. Yeah, okay. Yeah. This is within the Bar Tanura. Now, there's another way to approach this, and that is, again, looking again at the Pirush Mishnayos of Rambam, let's look at Brachos and Demai. Derech Agav, there's another mention of nobles, but again, we're not going to do too much, too far afield. Nachas David makes mention of it in Arla, end of the first parak. It mentions nobles also. There's another mention of the word nobles. Ugabi is Arla. Okay, so you have to know. Each time it says nobles, so the Bar Tanura, true to what we said here, Noblest Dam. Where's Noblest Dam? Peros Hanoshim and Ilan Kodim Grabishulan. So the Batinur is consistent. Noblos means seemingly it fell before they got right from the tree. And then Noblest Tamara, he offered two possibilities. But that's another mention of Noblos in Perak Aleph, Mishnah Ches, and Arla. Okay. Yeah?
You said here that it falls off the tree?
Yeah. Peros Hanoshim and Ilan Kodim. And it doesn't say dates. The only time it says dates was where it says Noblest Tamara, which is in the mind. The Rambam is also like that. The Rambam in Brachos, Peros and Peros Mishnayis, Noblos Heim HaPeros Asher Nafu Min HaIlanos Pagim, meaning unripe, Kodem Sheisbashti. That's the Rambam's reading of Noblos in our Mishnah in Brachos. The Rambam in Demai, Noblos, it says Noblos Tamara there, Heim HaTamarim HaNoflim Min HaDekel Kisharuach Min HaSheves V'hu Gam Kein Rubo Hefker. First glance, the Rambam sounds like he's saying something similar, but let's look a little bit closer. Okay? Can you notice three differences? Give you a chance, give you a minute. I'm going to read the two Rambams. This is not my idea. This is very precisely done by the Nachas Dabin. It's worth looking also. Very interesting. Listen, I don't know if he says it, like I say, three differences, but he points the differences. Listen to the two Rambams. Okay, it was the Rambam wrote it in Arabic, but it's still good. It's still in the bank. Okay. Noblos in Brachos. Noblos heim haperos asher naflu min ha'ilanos pagim kodem sheisbashlu. That's the Rambam here. The Rambam in Demai, one pshat, no two pshat, one pshat, but the Lashon is just like Noblos heim ha'tmarim ha'noflim in ha'dekel kisharuach min ha'sheves. Okay, difference number one. Tamarin or Peros. Noblos Stam, Brachos is Peros. Beer, Tamarin. Second difference. Naflu, here it says, Naflu mina ilanos, Pagim, Kodesh Bashu. When did they fall? Earlier, prematurely. Isn't that right? The Rambam there, Naflu mina deka. He doesn't say anything about when it fell. And what's the third difference? Okay, no, before that. Okay, that's also true. That's relevant to Demai. But the third difference in the case, how did it fall? What caused it to fall? What does the Rambam say in Demai? Kishuach min ha'sheves. Now that, what lights up in our head when you hear that? This case is lining up with which Perush of Noblos? Because Tami de Zika, what does the word Zika mean in Aramaic? Ruach. Right? So clearly the Rambam had in mind in Demai, Tami de Zika. What we're not necessarily positive about is that the Rambam had in mind the Pshat of Tami de Zika, what he spoke over here. Because notice, he didn't say Ruach, Menashevitz. He just said they fell from the tree. So again, what are the differences? Here, Peros, there, Tamarin. Here, Naflum and Eilanos, Kodesh Basu. There, just says, it was Naflum and Adeka. When? Could have been after. It didn't say Kodesh. And there was the wind that blew it off. Here it doesn't say it was the wind. What this does is gives us an opening. At least for the Rambam, starting with the Rambam. This is again a little bit of common. There's a little bit of a common ground between the Archaim and the Nachas David, but not completely. There's some shinui, but let's first get the basic outline. Basically, what we're trying to suggest for the Rambam is like this: that there could be a third perush in Bushri Kamri that we have not yet fully articulated. Maybe we put it as a tease out yesterday when we read the Gemara, but. So far, we thought we had two pshat. We had Rashi's pshat, that it was scorched on the tree, and we have the pshat of the Rach, that they're the inferior type of peri or fruit, or date even, that will never get ripe on the tree, and you have to take it off, and then you do what you do to get it ripe. A third possibility that we're now going to present is that the Peshat Bushri Kamri also imagines a picture of peros that fall off the tree. By the way, it doesn't have to be dates. Who's the one that connects it to dates? Only Rashi. The Russian is not Tamarin. So it could have been anything. That's right. Ram says peros. When did they fall off the tree? They fell off the tree before they got ripe. Why did they fall off the tree? Doesn't say it was the wind. They fell off the tree because of some circumstance that it loses its connection to its source of nourishment and it falls off the tree. Maybe there's something deficient inherent in its properties that doesn't allow it to stay in the tree that long to the point of being cooked, of being ripened. Again, in that way, it's not completely so far afield from, let's say, the rach, in that there's something uniquely deficient about this particular min or this type of pre. But the bottom line is, it fell off the tree. And the Rambam is learning that in Bushri Kamri. Now, why does the Rambam do that? For a simple reason, says the one or both of them point out. Because the word novlos has a connotation. You can't go, you have to ultimately be loyal to the word. And look at Tanakh, and look at the words. Novlos is like no fail. No fail is no blows, it's falling off. In the case of novlos has to be that it's falling off the tree. If you wish, it's a little less giduim in the aris you typically imagine for a fruit, right? Because it doesn't make it. It doesn't have what it takes to make it. There's a difference now between falling off the tree with the wind, which could have well happened when it's already ripe. That's not such a big deal. That certainly you can understand is not much of a klala. And something that falls off the tree because it just doesn't have what it takes to stay strong enough on the tree. Now, why did it fall off the tree? So here again, you can tweak here and there. I believe the Rishon Lezion says maybe we can introduce Rashi's scenario. I don't think this is necessarily Mukhrach in the Rambam by any stretch. That why did it fall off the tree? Because it was scorched by the sun. So already the sun did its damage, and now it fell off because of that. I mean, you're sort of mixing and matching because you want nobles to mean it fell off. Chur, that's to me not necessary, Chur in the Rambam, to say that because of that. The point is, there's some weakness, it falls off. But the point is, it fell off early. So Bushri Kamri, you still have to work at Bushri Kamri, you have to ripen it later, whatever. But it fell off the tree early. And it doesn't have to be dates, anything. And Tamidazika means it fell off with the wind later on. Now, ooh, and because it's late in time, let's just track what we could in the Gemara. Now, we could still stick with the parish, therefore, of the Girsa that we have. But now we're not changing the Girsa. So let's go through the Gemara now. So starts off the Shaka B'Tayya, not a Mishnah. Mishnah, the Gemara is presenting two possibilities of novos and anish. Bushri Kamri, the Hainu, it falls off prematurely. There's a weakness in the fruit, it falls off prematurely. And you make a Shahako, or Tamidazika falls off with the wind when it's ripe. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda calls it a Minkala. Pashtus is going on all of them. How could novos be a Minkala? This Lama Bushri Kamri, I understand. But why Tamidazika is a Minkala? That's perfect. Bushri Kamri means it has some deficiency to it. It got caught up early. It shouldn't have been taken off the tree so early. That's a klala. But if it falls off with the wind later on, naturally, that's fine. So that's Akasha, answers the Gemara of Yehuda, according to that Manda Amar. Tamid Zika, he's only arguing on Chometz and on Govai. Good. So far. Next Kasha. Bishlam al Manda Amar, Bushri Kamri. I understand why you make a shahakam. But manda matamid zika, you should make her eight. Again, works out. That's our gist. Bushri Kamri, you should make a shahakam because it's something wrong with this fruit. It can't hang on the tree very long. Okay, we can figure out when you make a shahakam, is it even afterwards or before that you can clear? Okay, that's the 2 days from the Bi'aracha. But the Gemara says they understand shahakam. But tamid zika, it's a perfectly good fruit. It fell off later on. So, what's the problem? Why would it be a bracha of shahako? Was it right? So what's the pshat in Mishnah and Brachas? Doesn't know what this mean. Bushikami. So what pshat are we left with? But the Rambam says, Peres have fell off before. That's Bushikami. It fell off before. So the Rambam is good with that case. We have their machokas, 2 days in Novus, Novus tomorrow, and Dimai. So now let's go through that. Now we have to still work out another, tweak something here. When Nachas David and the issue, the Gemara says, okay, so we have a case where we're not requiring taking off Tumas and Maestris because we can assume that the Amaretz wasn't Makbid. One of those cases is Novus tomorrow, 2 Perush. Either this case would fell off early, because it's weak, or it was blown away by the wind, even later on. Says the Gemara, Kalin Shabbat. It's only what? It's only because of a suffix that you're not taking to the Maiz. Tava Dan Chayiv. What do you mean? If it falls off, the man Dama Bishul Kamei understand by Dan Chayiv. The time of the Zika, it's Hefka. Now we have a problem. Until now, until we got to this new spin on Bushli Kamri, we were saying, Bushli Kamri, nothing was falling off anyway. I mean, eventually you took it off, you took it into your warmer, whatever. So then, Vadon Chayev. Hefker is only a kasha when you're talking about something falling off the tree. Who's falling off the tree? The pshat of Tamid Zika. Now that you're putting in the element of falling off the tree within Bushli Kamri, then Uchara, why is it any better? Either way, it's falling off the tree, it's Hefker. Okay, who can be creative here? Maybe to the Gdol Echronin. So what? How do you read now? Sounds so good. We can't let it go. Right? Can't leave here without a reading of the Gemara. If this is really pshat, then we have to know how to read this line of Gemara. Hefker, right? So there's a few svaras that are thrown out again. You have to find each one in the right place. But basically, anyone? No one wants to give a stab at it. What's causing it to fall? How much is falling? How far is it falling? Hint. Okay? When is it going to be Hefker? If it's good. If it's just the dropping down because of the Bushli Kamri scenario, that's not going to be Hefker. It's right here. Pick it up. He's going to put it into his warmer. He's already gathering it. Bushli Kamri, he's gathered it already. He's right here. Kind of Hefker. He's knocked it. Again, I'm pulling from the different farm from the Rishon LeZion to Nachas David. Tamid Zika means it's a whole lot. The wind is taking it far afield. That's Hefker. That's Gemara's Kasha. So why would it be any better if it's Vadon? It's also part of Hefker. But that's Tamid Zika. That's Hefker. It's being flown. It's being blown far away, distances by the wind. That's Hefker. Mashenkin. Bushel Kami, granted it fell down, but it falls down, right? It doesn't fall down with the wind. It's falling down because it just drops. It just drops down, so it's right here. Why would you say it's Hefka? So who collected? And Bushel Kami actually means he's collecting it. So therefore, that Gemara's Kashi is. It's not a Hefka. But so then I understand, Badan Chai. This is what they have to say. My answer is, Asan Goren, therefore it's not Hefka by Badan. Okay. Then we have the next Kasha. Stick with our Girsa. Then we know why the Lashon changes. In our case, it's Bushli Kamri again, namely, it fell before. It fell early. Tamid Zika, it fell late with the wind. So that's the difference. And that's dates, and this is regular Paris, all good. But Lamanda Amar, Bushli Kamri, which means that even in the Maya, it's talking about a case where it fell early. From because of weak, whatever it is. So then why are we changing the Lashon? Kasha means it's plausible, but we have an answer. But if we had to choose a pshat that we feel more comfortable with, what would we rather go with? If it doesn't have a kasha, so the Rambam, Pirsha Mishnayis, decides the Bar Tanura went with both, but then we had another suggestion with the Bar Tanura. But according to the Rambam went in Brachis with the pshat of Bushli Kamri. He says it means it fell earlier. Not with the wind, but earlier because of circumstances. And then in the case of Demai, he says that it was with the wind because that explains why the Lashon changes. Okay. More or less, again, you find more finer details. If you look at the Nachas David, you'll have a good time. More or less, this is the approach that's being presented by, again, Rishon LeZion in his way. Again, you'll see the variations between his pshat and the Nachas David's pshat. And we have at least a way to read the Rambam with the Gemara and make it compatible. Again, hanging in the balance in all of this. We have to keep in the back of our minds the intersect between this sugya and the sugyas earlier. Just again, for the Hashlam, we did the Rambam Pirshei Mishnayos. We have to know how do we read the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. We have to read that Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Ches Halacha Ches Minshis Noblos. So just have to know how to read the Rambam here. Hapas sheibsha veYayin sheikrim Tavshu Shabbat Surasso veHanoblos shein Pagim. Okay, now I ask you, where does that fit with what we just finished saying in the Rambam? Read me, translate those three words for me. What's the case of Noblos that the Rambam is creating for us that he said he make a Shahako? Hanoblos Shehen Pagin. Okay? So, Bushkin Kamri. But what doesn't the Rambam explicitly say happened here? Well, no, Pagin is premature. But what doesn't the Rambam spell out? That they fell off the tree. So here is, again, one of the points of divergence between Nachas David and the Or Chaim. Again, I want you to look at it, if you could. Is the Or Chaim says, no, the Rambam doesn't have to say it because he said it. How do you say it? Hanobos, Shein Pagin. Hanobos, you basically said they fell off the tree. They fell off the tree. It's like saying, Kish Shein Pagin. That's when they fell. But by saying Nobos, you told me already that they fell off the tree. The Nachas David says, his way, he says, no, no. The Rambam doesn't have to tell them, because what's the bottom line? Why are you making shahako? Because they fell off the tree? Says there's nothing. Why are you making shahako for the Rambam? What, by the case of Bushli Kamri? Why? Because it's premature, because it's an early state, and the Rambam Shita will be, and then you're going to lock the Rambam into the Shita Deloke Shulchan Aruch. But again, not like the Tosfos and not like the Shulchan Aruch Pesach, that if you eat fruit at an early stage, like the Gros Shita, in other words, and the Chayodam, that you cannot make a bracha ba'ez, you have to make a shahako, says the Nachas David. So the Rambam doesn't have to tell me they fell, because it all comes down to the same thing. What's the difference if they fell, if you took it off? If you took it off the tree at an unripe state, you're going to make a shahako. So the Rambam, Hanoba Shein Pagin, it's basically the same halacha. Here, the paragraph of the Da. The Chayim Nira Midivya Rambam, Hilchos Brachos Perek Ches Halacha Ches, so lo kasav rak pagin, lo kasav dafil karmran ba'aretz finis baslu lumbar rak shahako. He commands to connect. He goes with Meister and all of that, but just the. What does he say? That it doesn't really matter how you came off. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is that it's not in a state of being ripe. And just to end, and you'll see, you'll find that line. Just to end, go back to the Bir Halacha, the part that we left off yesterday. I'm just coming to the end just to look at where we left off yesterday in that piece in the middle, right? So Bir Halacha, Dir Maska Shibishlam, the Sarfam, and Reish Beisif Tess. Take a look with me. So he quotes the whole machlokas on both sides, binogea, the pshat of the rach. Again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the rach. The Shulchan Aruch only brings the pshat of Rashi Bushli Tanya. He brings the case of Sofi Te'enim, of Sofi Anavim earlier, but then he brings the case of Bushli Tanya, of Rashi pshat. Then the Mishtabur brought the other pshat of the rach, and he brings a whole machlokas. What would be, if you now did your warming and ripening, what would be the bracha then? He brings a whole list, and suddenly he says, Sarach in Ledina. And then he goes from there to the Rambam. The Da'od. Okay, everyone see that? This we'll end with this part of the Bir Halacha. Everyone see it toward the end of the line. The Da'od. Chaver, take a look. The Da'od. The Harambam, the Perish al Mishnah, Perish al Noblos. Okay? Ha Perish shi Naflu me'ilan pagim kosher basu. Here it says Naflu me'ilan pagim. The Chen Kasa Benu Yonah, Perish shi Naflu kosher b'shulah. That he could never get ripened on the tree, but stamp tomorrow maybe not that way. Why does the Torah say it that way? And the Rambam seems to say that any time it falls off early, it's shahako, and the Torah says it's dafka min tamarim. So he wants to say that connects to the machlokes earlier in Siman Reish Beis that the tour holds the shita. So the shar kol ilanos, it's already a pre mishayotziu, even though it's not yet ripe. And he says that's why the machaber leaves out the dasa Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah b'zeh. Why can't the machaber bring the Rambam down? Because the Rambam says he makes shahakol v'shita so, and he says that the Rambam would argue on what the Shulchan Aruch himself paskins, which is like Tosis earlier. Mishum to azel letamei b'simin reish beis, the machaber goes v'shita so. The pasuk b'shahakol ilanos v'shiyotziu, just like the gabi shvius and so on is considered a pre, so too for her eight bracha. What we pointed out earlier in Reish Beis, the din zayin a barur, and that's where the arichas, the chayadim comes in. That's not so pashut to make a ha'etz on an earlier state of the fruit before it's ripe. Memela and naflu me'atzman kodem b'shuan gamkin after the baruch shahako, and that's what the nishmas adam points out. The Tocha Dvarim, I think he also makes mention of the Rashi and the Rif. He says, look at the next Bir Halacha. You see? Look at the next one. Baruch Shehakol, Dad and Nevor, Bishas, the Maskana, the Tvarim, Shinofim, the Ilam Achmas Ruach, Peri Malyaninu, Baruch Ha'eit, Sachin Kazavin Chanana. Knows if it fell off the tree, the normal tree. The Divi Rashi Ba'al Fasi, that's the Rashi we saw in the Rif. The Mishnah Enam Eduktuk, because what did Rashi say? That it was fell off the tree and he makes Shehakol. But the Gemara says that Tami the Zika, you make ha'etz. Maybe Rashi meant that it fell early. I don't know. He says it's enem edukta. Chinkas magra. Yeah. If they're not from kodem shnis baslu, I mashik stavni kodem. That's this previous bi'alacha. The toli zeh b'deos. Uchadchila. If you have such a situation on apple or whatever it is, very very early in its development, yosef tov make a shahako. As long as it's right lachila tzas, but the ever the yotze with ha'etz. So here a little bit of hashlama to some of the nyanim in the beginning of the perek. And again, a challenge to try to figure out how to match together, you know, the Rishonim and how to fix the sugya. Okay? Good day.